Are you a good haggler? Are you always telling friends about the deals that you've scored? Joining us now with some tips on how to get a deal on anything, president and founder of Sittig Incorporated, Andrea Sittig Rolf. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
Do you haggle all the time?
Pretty much. I've kind of made a game of it. I've been in sales my whole life, and I thought, you know, so many of these sales techniques could actually work on the other side as a consumer if you're up for negotiating and sort of playing the game. And I think people are motivated to sell right now, and so they're more open to bargaining.
Well, and that's where, I guess, where the challenge comes in, because it is a challenge. It's kind of a game to see if you can get the best deal.
Right.
I find it hard, though. I don't have the personality where, and I don't think it's in a lot of our culture to really haggle.
Yeah, I would agree with you. But I think that it's amazing what you can get if you just ask. And the thing is, just because you ask for a deal or you ask questions about an upcoming sale and the person says no or they won't work with you doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to buy the product anyway. You know, so they don't really know that. And so I think that it's fine to just ask the question.
And really, that's where it comes down to is, you know, if you don't ask, you're not going to get the deal.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing what you get in life if you just ask for it. I was actually lucky enough to have Brian Tracy endorse my first book, and people were just amazed by that and said, "Oh my gosh, how did you get Brian Tracy to endorse your book?" I said, "I asked him to." You know, imagine that. And so, yeah, and a lot of it too is if you just play the numbers. I mean, you figure if you're out shopping and especially for higher ticket items. It's a numbers game. You should just try to bargain with everything you buy, and even if it only works 10% of the time, 10% of the time you've got yourself a deal.
Now, where can you haggle? Anywhere? Online? In stores?
You know, I actually have a story to share. This is unbelievable to me, but this actually happened in January. I was in Manhattan shopping at a high-end retail store. So not a flea market, you know, not a garage sale. I mean, this was a high-end retail store. And I was trying on suits in their suit department, and this woman had been working with me for about an hour and a half. So we had developed kind of a nice rapport, and I found three suits that I liked, and I thought, okay, I'm going to see what I can do here. And, of course, one of the suits that I liked the most was the most expensive. It was $350 for that particular suit, and it had come in the day before. So clearly it wasn't on sale. You know, it's not like it had been sitting out on the floor and they were trying to get rid of it. This had just come in. So I was done with my shopping. I'd probably tried on maybe 15 different suits, and I found three, and so I brought them up to the counter. I put them on the counter. And the most expensive one I sort of laid down last. And as I was putting it down, I said, "Now, is this one on sale by any chance?" And she says, "Well, you know, this came in yesterday. Let me check." And so she ran it, and of course it wasn't. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I'll pay the $350. If that's what I need to pay for the suit, I love it. I'll pay it. No big deal. So, but I didn't tell her that. I just said, you know, is this on sale? And I said, you know, it's just really a little bit more than I wanted to pay. And so she says, "Well, let me check." And of course it wasn't. And so I said, and I just was quiet. I just didn't say anything. And next thing you know, she's sort of glancing over the sales floor. Like, she was probably looking to see if her manager was there. And she says, "I bet you got this off the $200 rack. Tell you what, I'll give it to you for $200.
Really?
So I got a $350 suit at a high-end retail store for $200.
And just because you asked.
Right, and just because I showed a little hesitation. Now, that wasn't the only suit I bought. Had that been the only suit, I don't know that I could have done that. But I was buying three suits. So I was spending a good amount of money in the store. And so that probably helped, you know, her make her mind. Because in her mind, she probably thought, well, I'd rather get $200 than nothing.
Well, do you find that tactic better, the kind of quiet hesitation as opposed to the in-your-face haggling?
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Yes. And you want to be sweet, you know, kill them with kindness, and gosh, I wonder if you can help me out. I mean, yeah, the in-your-face aggressive stuff doesn't work. Because you've got to remember, the person that is selling you, whatever it is, whoever it is, if it's, you know, a hotel clerk or somebody that's selling you something, they have all of the power. So you'd be real stupid to go in and do the kind of in your face and you better do this and I demand customer service. You know, nobody's going to want to help somebody that's acting like that.
Now, should you do your research before you start haggling as to basically ballpark of what you're willing to pay, what you should be paying, and kind of look at it that way?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because then you have a little bit of ammunition if you end up getting into a conversation with the person about, you know, what the market will bear. You know, based on the research you've done, you've seen, you can probably speak to a variety of prices that you've seen for that exact product, or a range of prices. And then one of the things you can say is, you know, I'm a customer at X price. In other words, if you give it to me for this price, I'm a customer. If not, well, you know, I may or may not be a customer. But yeah, it definitely helps to do the research.
When do you think, Andrea, when is some circumstances where you absolutely should be haggling? There's no reason that you should be paying full price.
I just had another experience yesterday in buying a high-end mattress. This is definitely a place where you can haggle. Anytime it's somewhat high-end, you know, cars, mattresses, homes, things like that. But just as another example, yesterday my husband and I were in Nordstrom, and they sell the Heavenly Bed, which is what the Westin has in their hotel. Really, really nice bed. And we have a queen now, and we decided we wanted a king. And so I wasn't quite sure, but just because I know Nordstrom pretty well and I shop there a lot, I thought, oh, I don't know if they're going to be up for haggling. But it doesn't hurt to ask questions like, you know, do you have any kind of deals going on? What kind of specials do you have? So the first thing I found out just by asking the question was, if you purchase the mattress on your Nordstrom card, you get $100 savings. Okay, so there's one deal, that's $100. So then my next question was, can you tell me when these might go on sale? And she says, well, as a matter of fact, in June, during the anniversary sale, these will be about $400 less. So if you can wait till June to have your mattress, you basically are going to save $500, $400, which is the sale price, and then $100 if you use your Nordstrom card. So then it was just a matter of making up, you know, we had to decide, do we want to pay $500 more to have the mattress now, or can we wait 3 months and then knowing that we're going to save $500?
There's an art to this as well, too, of knowing how far to push and when to back off.
Yes, you totally have to be able to read people. The person that I was working with, the sales clerk at Nordstrom yesterday, there was something she had. There was something about her that did not make me feel like I could really bargain. She was pretty much, you know, this is what it is. You know, I wasn't feeling like there was any real room to do anything. Unlike the person in New York at that other retail store, there was kind of a, I don't know, maybe it was because I had spent an hour and a half with that other woman when I was buying the suits. And so it's almost like we had developed a little friendship, you know, and so maybe I felt more comfortable. Whereas yesterday we'd only spoken with this woman for maybe 10 minutes.
Any telltale signs to know when you've gotten the best that you can and should just either decide, take it or leave it?
I think that you just need to be willing to walk away. I mean, kind of that last stitch effort, I suppose, is to say, okay, thanks very much for the information, I'll think about it, kind of a thing, and be willing to walk away. And if they don't chase after you, then you pretty much know you've got the best deal that you've got.
Andrea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
President and founder of Sitting Incorporated, Andrea Sittig-Rolf.